We're going to begin by the Mishnah on the Flamed Gimel Omen Aleph. Zag the Mishnah. Avidase Vavidas Oviv. A person finds his last item and his father's last item, and he cannot take care of both last items for whatever reason. Halach is Avidase Kedemis. Tending to his own last items takes precedence. If one finds his last item and his teacher's last item, shalei kredim, his last item takes precedence. Avedas aviv v'avedas rabbi, shara b'kedemus. If one finds his father's last items and his teacher's last items, his rav comes first. Why? Sh'aviv hevi le'elim haza, v'rabbi shalim de'chachma hevi le'chai le'elim haba. His father brought him into this world, and his teacher, who taught him Teda, brings him to Eilam Hanbo. If his father is a Torah scholar, his father's last item takes precedence. If his father and his teacher were each carrying a burden, and he wants to assist them in putting down their burdens. First, he takes care of his teacher, the burden, and then his father's burden. His father and his teacher were in captivity. He redeems his teacher and then his father. If his father is a Torah scholar, he redeems his father, and then he redeems his teacher. Gemara, minani mili. From where do we know this matter? Which matter? With regards to precedent to the return lost items. The pasuk says, "Efes ki lo yiyeh b'cha'evin," only so that there shall be no needy amongst you. The pasuk can be understood as a command, indicating that it's incumbent upon each individual to ensure that he will not become needy. Which means, your property takes precedence over the property of any other person. Anyone who fulfills this principle with regards to his property at the expense of others, ultimately comes to experience that fate. He will become poor, and others will prioritize their interests at his expense. If his father and his teacher were each carrying a burden, he first places his teacher's burden down, and thereafter places his father's burden down. His teacher, with regards to whom the Tanaim stated in the Mishnah that his burden takes precedence, is his teacher who taught him wisdom. And not his teacher who taught him Mikra Mishnah. Means any teacher from whom he learned most of his knowledge. Even if he enlightened him in the understanding of only one Mishnah, this is his teacher. Amar Rav, Rav says, Kigen Rav Secheira. Rav Secheira is my teacher. Rav Secheira is my teacher with regards to these matters. Asbro Zuma Litran. He explained to me the meaning of the term of the Mishnah, Zuhanma Listerin, which is a keli with a spoon on one end and a fork on the other. Shmuel Kari Mani Alei Ha'um Rabbanan the Asbri Echad Yir La Amas Hashechi Vechi Pesach Kiven. Shmuel tore his garments in mourning over the passing of one of the Chachamim, who explained to him the meaning of the Mishnah, Samishnin Tamid, that describes the two keys that open the compartment through which the Kohanim would enter the sanctuary each morning. One is the key with which the Kohen would open the inside lock. He would insert his arm upon his armpit through a small opening at the door and reach down and open the lock that was at the bottom of the door on the inside, and go through that door into compartment. And the other one is the key to which the Kohen opened the lock on the inner door of the compartment, through which he entered the sanctuary, and he opened the lock directly. Our Ula, Tamidei Chacham Shebavavol, Tamidei Chacham Horen Bavol, Ein Vizem Bnei Zeh. They rise before one another and tear their garments. They tear their garments. In contrast to Eretz Yisrael, where the preeminent Talmud Chacham teachers served at the head of the yeshivas. In Babel, most scholars studied Torah with peers, and there was no preeminent teacher. With regards to returning a lost item, in case where both one's father and one's teacher lost an item, he returns the lost item only to his preeminent teacher before returning that of his father's, and not to his peer or one who taught him the meaning of one Mishnah or one term. Kavi mini rechizda ben avuna. Rechizda raised a shadow before avuna. Talmud l'tzarev l'rabban. If there's a student that his teacher needs him because he serves as his peer and a study partner, my, what is the halacha with regards to precedence in a case where he finds a lost item belonging to his father and one belonging to his teacher? So Chizda and Ravuna, his disciples, Ravuna assumed that Chizda was referring to himself. Amalei Chizda Chizda leitzachin alach. Chizda Chizda, I don't need you. Atzichant li ad arashin. On the contrary, you need me until you complete 40 years of study before me. They grew angry with each other over the insult and a harsh reaction, and each did not enter to visit the other. Yosef of Chizda arbon tanisa, which on the Chosdak did Avuna. Chizda observed 40 fasts due to the fact that Avuna was offended, although he had not been his intention to offend him. Yosef of Avuna arbon tanisa, which on the Chosdak of Chizda. Avuna observed 40 fasts due to the fact that he had made a mistake and suspected that Chizda was referring to the relationship between them. Yidmar was taught that Chizda by Yosef of Rabbi Chalach and Rabbi Chalach 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 says that returning the teacher's lost item takes precedence only in the case of the teacher. The majority of his wisdom. Sorry, let me go back over. That Rabbi Shlindley Chachma, as teacher, taught him the wisdom of Torah, which is our mayor, which is the Mishnah Mayor, is the Mishnah Mayor Chachma, Mizrahi of Chachma, so the majority of the Chachma. Tarabaran was Tarabarzah, Iskabe Vikra, those who engaged in the study of Torah, Midah, Vehina Midah, and is a virtue but not a complete virtue. But Mishnah, for those who learn Mishnayas, Midah, Venetan, Allah, Sachar, is a virtue they receive reward for a study. The Talmud, in regards to Gemara, Ein loch mida gedele misu, there's no virtue greater than that. Elam have arrested the Mishnah Yisu and the Talmud, and always pursue the study of Mishnah more than the study of Talmud. Pregli mora gufa gasha. This itself is a difficulty. Amrish the Talmud, Ein loch mida gedele misu. You just said that the greatest virtue is learning Talmud. Other Amrish, then you say, Elam have arrested the Mishnah Yisu and the Talmud. You should always pursue the study of Mishnah more than the study of Talmud. Rabbi Yechon said, "Bimei Rabbi Nishis Meshazu." It was during the era of Rabbi Yehuda, in the beginning of this price, extolled the study of Torah was taught. Shvaku kula amasti simba azdu basa talmudai. The result is that everyone abandoned the study of the Mishnayos and pursued the study of Gemara. Other darsh lahu. Then he said, "I will never rest the Mishnayos and the Talmud. Always run to Mishnayos more than Talmud. Why? Because if you don't have a firm basis, the fundamental." Of Mishnayos, then learning Gemara is basically it's very difficult. By drush, what is the drush? Tana state that there's no virtue greater than the study of Talmud. The drush of Yehuda, but Rabbi Yehuda might have said, "Hagi lami pishim lemesakim chateisim." What does it mean? Declare to my people their transgression and to the house of Yaakov their sins. Hagi lami pishim. Declare to my people their transgression. The Talmud Chacham. These people are the Talmud Chacham. Shishkobis nasas lam kis tenis. Whom the Shkogish Alex Denis, the Besak of Chalos, and Ilu Hamer Arts. These are the Hamer Arts, Shazenis Nasalam Shkogish, and the Zenis Alex Shkogish. Hand of the Than, Udo Imre, have observed the Talmud. Be very careful, Talmud, Shikis Talmud, Ilu Zodan, because unwitting misinterpretation of the Talmud is considered intentional transgression. Those should be the Rib, they might have seen Shimud Bar Hashem, Hacharidim Old Pare. What does it mean? Hear the word of the Lord who you. Will tremble at his sword, at his word. These are the Torah's clause your brothers have said.
Shematem Rapasak Sivrim Batal Sikuim.
As you say, with regard to those groups who are not from the Chachamim, but their hope has ceased, that their hope has ceased and their chances are eliminated, that we may gaze upon your joy. Lest you say that the Jewish people will be ashamed, they will be ashamed. The Goyim will be ashamed, and the Jewish people will be joyous. We have now concluded the second Perek of Eilim Metzias. Tomorrow we will begin Hamafgit.